This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
What they did is send these cases. There were a lot of cases grouped together. We hear about the Little Sisters of the Poor. It was one of several cases heard together on this issue. They've all been sent back now down to the appellate courts to be reheard, redecided with some guidance. You may remember, after these extended arguments at the Supreme Court, the court did something very unusual. After the fact, after those oral arguments, it asked both sides to come back and provide more information on specific questions about how religious groups could work with the administration to make sure that all women have the contraceptive care that they that the administration argues is part of basic health care, but at the same time not have to offend their religious convictions. So both sides responded and said that there is some common area where they think they could work this out. It's not been done completely, but with that guidance in mind, the court today has sent all of these cases back to the lower courts that they came from, these appeals courts, and said, with the two sides having weighed in on how they think they can make this work, we need you to redecide these cases. We don't think the Supreme Court should be involved at this point. They actually did go on to say in today's decision that this is not a ruling on the merits. They're not making an ultimate decision about religious liberty, whether it's been violated here, whether the government has done enough to accommodate it. They're saying these cases go back for another round.
Was a report from Shannon Bream on Fox News. The U.S. Supreme Court this week ducked a major ruling on a challenge by Christian nonprofit employers to an Obamacare mandate to provide female workers health insurance covering birth control by sending the cases back to lower courts for further proceedings. And of course, we've been reporting, the fines and everything associated with this for the Sisters of the Poor. You know, Scott, they're poor already. How poor do you want to make them? I mean, you know, with the fines that are just, it's just going to be prohibitive. I mean, it's so ridiculous what is being, leveled toward them. So, at this point, SCOTUS has said, hey, look, we don't want to touch this potato. We're going to send it back and see if they can work it out at the lower level, and which I think is positive in some respects, because when you got the Supreme Court being, the ultimate voice time and time again, especially for things that should be worked out on a state level, as we talked about earlier with Randy Barnett, so much is going to the Fed anymore that a lot is being, kind of lost in translation here, and with it, our republic and our form of government here. So I think it's positive that it does go back, but let's see what let's see what kind of influence can be had here.
I agree with you. I think that this is something that, like you just said, if the Supreme Court keeps ruling on too many things, then all of a sudden we are all reliant so much on the federal government, because then they become the mom and dad. If you've had brothers and sisters, you fought with your brothers and sisters. How many times did you just work it out with your, amongst yourselves without having to run to mom and dad?
It was all, excellent point. I mean, and when we worked it out, with the siblings, often a lot better, and we lived another day, which was a bit confusing to mom and dad, because they thought they had it all figured out. And then next thing it ends up getting worked out at the peer level anyway, in most family dynamics. This particular dispute before the justices involved seven, as Shannon Bremen reported, a number of consolidated cases, actually a total of seven, focusing on whether nonprofit entities that oppose the contraception mandate on religious grounds can object under a 1993 U.S. law called the Religious Freedom Restoration Act to a compromise measure offered by the government. So goes back to the lower court. We'll see. We'll see what happens, and we'll keep you informed. On this, for nothing else, just the for the Sisters of the Poor. I mean, you know, cut them a break after all. Why not, huh? Well, this is Bill Martinez Live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want that DVD, free DVD from Risen, say, hey, Martinez, get me in the running. All you got to do is send me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour, America. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You ever sell back up?
Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing up. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Hey, we're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming at you at over 275 markets across this country, around the world, via WWCR and our shortwave affiliate. As always, good to have you along with us, sharing sharing the news you need to have in order to make the right decisions so that we can make an informative vote in this critical 2016 election. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at SaveTheStorks.com. You know why Planned Parenthood doesn't show a woman an ultrasound picture of her baby? Well, think about it. When you got 85% of the women who see a picture of their baby that they're about ready to abort, they say, well, maybe I should choose life. And this is why we've gotten on the bus with SaveTheStorks.com. I just so believe in what they're doing. We've got 21 buses out there, another 21 just getting ready to be added to the fleet, which we're really excited about. And I'm asking you to get on the bus with us. Do what you can. Give them a call and donate. Any donation, whatever you can do, will be much appreciated. They're doing such great work out there. You know, if you remember in our conversation with Abby Johnson, you know, she said one of the things that she brought to mind when she worked with Planned Parenthood, she says, hey, can't we, like, you know, follow up counseling with these women that have these boards? No, you don't even want to go there. And this began, you know, the journey for her to exit Planned Parenthood. And of course, her story is absolutely infamous as to what has happened. Of course, and she's written a book now that kind of gives them anecdotal information, real life experience from people in Planned Parenthood that, you know, saw the injustice and saw how women were being so unfairly treated there. It's really kind of a sad story. So, but anyway, you got Save the Storks now as an alternative. They're coming alongside women and going through the journey of, okay, now you've decided to choose life. What does that look like? Are you going to raise a child? Do you want to put it up for adoption? You know, these really tough questions that come along the way. But again, this is why we're on the bus with Save the Storks. I encourage you to do what you can to participate. Go to SaveTheStorks.com or give them a call at 844-578-6757. That's 844-578-6757. Tell them Bill Martinez sent you their way, and that will be much appreciated. Stacy Washington is with us right now. Stacy is a radio host herself out of St. Louis, Missouri. She's a member of the National Advisory Council of Project 21 Black Leadership. Stacy, it's been too long since we've last talked, but it's good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thank you so much, Bill. Yeah, I love coming on your show, and it has been too long, but let's rectify that right now.
Yeah, exactly. We just need to, you know, keep you, you know, we need to stay connected. That's all there is to it. But, of course, absolutely, much to talk about right now with the president's locker room edict. I mean, what is going on with this, Stacey?
Well, I can't begin to understand or claim that I understand why the focus is here on transgendered issues right now, we're talking about 0.03% of the American population. And the first thing I hear from those on the other side is, well, Stacey, it doesn't matter if there's one transgendered person or if there's 1,000 or 100,000, they should have their rights protected. And my counter to that, Bill, is, what about the little girls in Walmart last week? Or not Walmart, Target. Sorry, Target.
Exactly,
stores.
Right, Target, yes.
8 years old, choked unconscious by a man. Now, obviously, this guy's not a transgender. He's a pervert, a garden variety, evil, sick person. But under the guise that everyone is trying to get us to accept now, that gender doesn't matter and that men and women should use the facilities together, no separation allowed, this is what will become more prevalent. There's a reason why people beat themselves into a pulp, spend all of their resources, and are willing to die to move to America. Because in America, women are protected. Little girls and little boys are valued. They are not treated like property. We're going to throw that away because, and I'm sorry, but I deal in facts. This is a mental illness. Gender dysmorphia and body dysmorphia, those are previously categorized as mental illnesses, and just because the gay lobby has had that removed doesn't change the fact that if you think you're in the wrong body, you need counseling. You don't need to just have access to other bathrooms.
You know, and to your point here, Stacey, what were we doing 2 weeks ago, a month ago? You know, like all of a sudden with this huge problem with such a small minority of people, and I understand, you know, people's sense and awareness of any kind of exception, but, you know, and our founding fathers designed a constitution in such a way that it wouldn't be, you know, a mob rule kind of thing, but also it did accommodate reason. And the natural expression, I mean, this has been going on for millennia, male and female. Now, just because we have this movement that wants to redefine gender and some institutions offer as many as 16 alternatives, you know, now the rest of the world has to, or the rest of the United States has to make the adjustments with them and take away, you know, kind of this, you know, this sense of security of going, when you go to a bathroom, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to worry so much. Now, you know, everybody's on a heightened awareness and, you know, what is it going to take, Stacey? I mean, you know, some parent, seeing that their child, and there was another incident, I think, in another retail outlet where, you know, the daughter had reported that, you had somebody taking pictures over the stall. And,
yeah.
You know, this is disgusting, and this is what it's opening up to for, you know, like you say, less than, a half
less
of 1%.
Yes. Bill, thank you for pointing out that what were we doing a month ago. I want to stress this because oftentimes in this discussion, there's so much to cover. It's difficult to get it all in one segment on the radio, but I just want to make sure people understand. It's been pointed out to me by leftists that I've been using the restroom with transgendered men my entire life, and I hadn't ever said anything about it. And it's my point back to them, absolutely, what you just said. So why do we need to change anything? If transgenders who are dressed as the opposite sex and passing as the opposite sex have been using the restroom with me all this time, why do we need to change the law? And I want to point out one more thing. On StaceyOnTheRight.com, I have a running catalog of all of the incidences of horrific crimes and abuses that have been committed against women, girls, and young boys in Target stores. I'm focusing on them because they highlighted their desire to wade into this debate by jeopardizing all of the middle-class women. That's their number one shopping audience. And
exactly.
The children that they bring into their stores. This is an attempt to eliminate gender as a defining part of our society. Men and women are complementary, and the strongest resource we have as Americans is the American family. And if you destroy the roles that men and women naturally take on, you are able to destroy the family, and that's how you destroy this country from within. So it's a bigger, much more insidious type of a movement that people are engaging in. It's a small minority of individuals who've been able to capture our attention because our president has failed in all of his policy arenas, so he would rather attack social issues. it's a sad day for America.
It really is, and they're willing to use the full arm of our government in ways that we never, you know, you think, okay, they're not going to do that. I mean, our founding fathers said you cannot withhold funding, you can't do certain things. We've got, you know, rock stars not wanting to come to states, and,
yeah,
you know, maybe the states need to just say, okay, fine, you know, if you choose to lose the state's money and commerce because of philosophical reasons, certainly, you know, that's part of your free choice, and you know, that's what we love about living in America. You can do that. But last I checked, there's plenty of rock stars still willing to come to North Carolina.
That's what I would do. All you need, yeah, is a good PR person to book somebody better than Bruce Springsteen.
Exactly. And last time I checked, I think you got a lot of options there, Stacey. Stacey Washington on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Stacey. Good perspective. Good discussion. Thank you.
From the studio that brought you Heaven Is For Real and War Room.
When the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
A faithful retelling of the miracle that changed the world forever.
Already they're proclaiming him risen from death.
Risen. On digital and Blu-ray.
He was very special.
Blu-ray includes bonus making of featurette, deleted scenes, and more.
His tomb is empty.
The best film about the life of Jesus since The Passion of the Christ, says Patrick Nowakowski, editor-in-chief of Legatus magazine.
What happened to the Nazarene?
Dave Morales of Fox TV Houston calls Risen an uplifting masterpiece.
He's right here. Open your heart and see.
Risen, rated PG-13. Get it now on digital. On Blu-ray and DVD May 24th.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
There's more to life. Open my eyes. Someone is needing you. So I gotta make a move. What good are words when different hurts? Real faith will come through when I make a move.
Join us online. BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's your smartphone, in any of the 275-plus markets that we're in, thank you for being a part of the show and being a part of, you know, the solution, because that's what America needs. And as the song says, sometimes you just got to make the move. And we got to do that and moving in the right direction to get this country back on track. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. You know, for the last 30 years or so, an emphasis on physical health has been a popular topic with a variety of exercise workouts and discussions about proper diet, staying in tip-top shape. It's an important part of life as we age. And while physical fitness is certainly essential for good health, the health of one's brain is often an afterthought. In an effort to encourage brain health, Brookdale Senior Living, the nation's largest operator of senior living communities, worked with Dr. Paul Nussbaum to create a brain health program called Know Your Brain, Grow Your Brain, Flex Your Brain, for its residents. Now, Dr. Nussbaum is board certified in both clinical psychology and geropsychology and is the founder of the Brain Health Center. And here with us to talk more about that is Carol Cummings. Carol, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. Doing great. Thanks for having me today.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about how we exercise our brain. So tell us about the Know Your Brain classes.
So, yeah, the Know Your Brain classes feature Dr. Nussbaum, who you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
In four sessions, residents learn about all of the lifestyle factors that help to support good brain health, because brain health is really a holistic approach. So Dr. Mm-hmm. Nussbaum teaches that to folks and helps them create a personal brain health plan. So lifestyle factors, that's the okay. Know Your Brain class. And one mm-hmm. of the things you mentioned was physical exercise. And that's really the number one thing we can do for our brains, is in addition to our bodies.
Yeah, exactly. Well, give us some examples of the activities that can help make new connections in the brain here, Carol.
Okay, so in addition to exercise and good nutrition, what we want to do to really make those new connections in the brain are novel and complex activities that'll challenge our brain. So learning new things, a lot of people say, well, you know, I do crossword puzzles, and that's mm-hmm. great. You have to keep learning new stuff. So an example of a novel and complex activity might be learning how to play a musical instrument. I'm learning to play the piano right now.
Oh, wow.
Learn a new language. Dancing, a new art form, anything that you're interested in that's new for you is great for the brain. And we want to grow those new connections because that helps us to form this dense network in the brain that can protect us against Alzheimer's and dementia.
Exactly. We've kind of taken our brain for granted, and we really think about these alternatives. And what Dr. Nussbaum has brought to the discussion is, you know, rather eye-opening. And, you know, and as Yogi Berra would say, you know, if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd taken better care of myself. And I think that's what, you know, people are realizing. It's like, look at, you know, I can maybe, you know, go out with a little grace and dignity here with, you know, just by, you know, doing some things and taking better care of myself, right?
Absolutely. And not only, I think, do folks want to live longer, but we want to live healthy years.
Exactly, right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can do that through lifestyle changes that help to support the body and the mind. And I love that, the quote that you said. What I love about it, too, is that even if we haven't been doing these things, it's never too late. Our bodies are designed in a way that anytime we make a positive change, we will see a benefit.
Well, and I guess, and to your point here, Carol, it is important for us to work our brain even as we age, because, like you say, it's still very, you know, how do I want to put it? I mean, you know, we can retrieve some of this stuff, and it's not like all is lost to the ages here, right?
No, absolutely not. You know, there are some kind of normal changes that do happen as we age, and if we're a little older, we're very familiar with those. But yeah, the brain, just like the body, you know, needs to stay active. And we used to think that the brain was sort of stagnant, that you kind of had all the brain cells you needed when you were born. But what we now know is that it's what we call plastic. They call it neuroplasticity. Mm-hmm. So you can form new brain cells and new connections in the brain at any age by staying active. And some of the other things in the six dimensions, for example, really important is staying socially connected to other people. This will challenge your brain in new ways. And, you know, there's a lot coming out now about the spiritual component and meditation. You may have read or seen some of the research about that. Very beneficial to the brain.
Exactly. Well, you mentioned the six dimensions of optimum life. Let's enumerate those for the audience, if you would, please.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So optimum life is our wellness philosophy at Brookdale. And we have six dimensions, and we remember them with the acronym PEPSI with two S's. So physical, emotional, purposeful, social, spiritual, and intellectual. Yeah, and that's what I was referring to earlier, talking about not only the physical exercise, but all of these components make up a brain healthy and a holistic healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that we're bringing in the spiritual aspect, because I think that that is one of the areas, because people don't like to necessarily, they feel a little uncomfortable, but yet that is such a driving force and a calming force for us to, you know, to consider. And anecdotally, I'm hearing more often that people get so much more out of it, and understanding that, you know, prayer or meditation, or however way you want to refer to it, is a vital part of our being. And so that's great that that's incorporated as well as one of the dimensions of optimum life. Now, what are some tips or things we can do to help strengthen our brain, Carol?
Well, if I were to tell you the top three, and some of them I've already mentioned, number one would be exercise. And the research is really cause and effect on that. Number two, I would say, would be those social connections. So have a good social network of folks. Stay connected to family and friends. You know, we can use technology nowadays, which is great, to stay connected to folks that are far away. And the third thing, then, are those novel and complex new things that will challenge our brains. So those are the top three. If you only remember those, you'll be doing very, very well. But
yeah,
you know,
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that I always appreciate, you know, you always get that 80-20 rule where there's 20% of what you do gives you 80% of the yield. And to me, those three are probably that, you know, that 20% that can give you 80%, make an 80% difference in your life quite rapidly.
Absolutely. Those, if you do those three things, you will be really doing well and hopefully helping to reduce your risk for dementia. And that's a big fear as we get older.
Exactly. Well, and the fact that, you know, the social aspect of it, because there's other people, I mean, they long for, you know, social connection. And, you know, if you're out there and you're socially available, you're going to be available to somebody else. It kind of we build a little community together. And this is, you know, at Brookdale, I think, is an added advantage because you have people of like mind that are there. And, you know, you can serve one another by being, you know, socially available, I guess. Is that right?
Absolutely. So you form a community, and the residents have friends among residents. They also have great relationships with the employees that work in the community, and they really do become like a family.
Yeah.
And
well,
that's, you know, what's important is that we support each other from a social perspective and enjoy each other and have meaningful relationship.
Well, know your brain, exercise your brain, and get socially involved. Carol Cummings with Brookdale. Carol, where can people find more information?
Well, they can go to our website at brookdale.com. There's lots of information there about Optimum Life, and I write an Optimum Life blog every week so folks can keep learning about whole person well-being.
Well, Carol, thank you so much for being with us. Carol Cummings on Bill Martinez Live
is brought to you by Dreft. Spring is here. temperatures are on the rise, and after a long winter indoors, parents and their little ones are spending more time outside. The spring season brings more allergens to the air, and rising temperatures can trigger skin irritations. With all this in mind, it's important that parents seek out solutions that are gentle on babies' sensitive skin. Dr. Diane Hess, pediatrician and medical director of Gramercy Pediatrics.
As both a pediatrician and a mother, I know just how sensitive a baby's skin can be. Since clothes are in direct contact with the baby's skin, I always suggest parents to wash clothes with a specially formulated product like Dreft. It's gentle and hypoallergenic on baby's skin, and it comes with a scent that I love, and it remains safe for babies.
Dreft detergent is the number one choice of pediatricians and has been trusted by moms for 80 years to make their baby's fabrics feel clean and soft. For more tips, visit www.dreft.com. That's www.dreft.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, millennials. Know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
When you don't move the mountain, I'm needing you to move. When you don't find the water, I wish I could walk through. When
Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. This portion of Bill Martinez Live brought to you by my good friends at SaveTheStorks.com. Thank you so much for getting on the bus with us. Give them a call. Tell them Bill Martinez told you to call. Any kind of donation will be helpful and take them a long way. We got 21 buses getting ready to come off the line. There we go. 21 buses out there right now offering free ultrasound pictures of their babies. Their phone number, 844-578-6757, 844-578-6757. Thank you so much for getting on the bus with us. For more information, go to SaveTheStorks.com. Mark Hemingway is with us right now. He's a senior writer for the Weekly Standard. Mark, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Break down this Iran deal. I mean, controversy really slung here. I mean, I don't understand why Ben Rhodes threw this out. I mean, is this just pure ego that he had to just, you know, to say that everybody, you know, the media are a bunch of idiots? I mean, this is like a Jonathan Gruber thing all over again.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a large component of it. He's nearing the end of his term in Obama's nearing the end of his term in office. I mean, Ben Rhodes will be out of a job soon. And, you know, he's tired of not getting credit for this amazing thing he did, which is, it's absolutely true. It was a really remarkable plan that he executed to get the American people to, you know, step aside, you know, long enough and, you know, dupe Congress just enough to allow the Iran deal to go through. And, you know, they did that. The fact they did it by systematically and deliberately lying to the media and manipulating the American people is a whole other story there. But as a political strategy, it was brilliant. It worked.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, I guess he wants the credit, but you think that this is going to stand good on his curriculum vitae and somebody else is going to want to hire him?
You know, I don't know. Anybody in the Obama White House, I mean, they're practically treated as celebrities, sort of the elite establishments, because business, media, whatever. I'm sure, like, a lot, you know, you haven't seen anybody really suffer that has been in the Obama administration, have you? I mean, a lot of people have done some pretty insane things in the Obama administration, and they've gone on to, tremendous private sector success. I mean, Jay Carney, Obama's former spokesman, who was just, you know, a disaster from the podium and was sort of complicit in a lot of the sort of dishonest rhetoric coming from the Obama administration. You know, he's doing, you know, just fine. And, you know, as a media analyst and probably making a lot of money. So I don't see why Ben Rhodes would think that the rules would not apply to him. You know, I'm sure he's going to land on his feet.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, there's been so much deception come out of this this White House that supposedly was going to be so transparent. You know, I still have a hard time, I got to tell you. You know, Susan Rice, I hear, I hear so much, things about her that she's a brilliant woman. But I'm sorry, she has no credibility for me because of the deception. And even with Harry Reid, you know, from the, we've known he's been suspect forever, but, you know, from the well of the Senate, lying about Mitt Romney and then being rather smug about his lies and saying, well, he didn't get elected, did he? So the ends justify the means here, I guess.
Well, I think the terrifying thing here, and I sort of got at this in my piece in the Iran deal, is that we are now sort of living in a post-factual political world. I mean, things are about narratives anymore. It's about creating your own reality regardless of the facts on the ground. And that's exactly what they did to sell the Iran deal. And the point I make in the piece is that, you know, what's interesting about the Iran deal is Obama's signature foreign policy achievement. Well, if you look at his signature domestic policy achievement, Obamacare,
yes.
I mean, it's almost identical to what they did. I mean, they told a bunch of lies that they knew were lies, that were explicitly designed to soften political support, you know, like the Iranian regime is run by a bunch of moderates, which is so untrue right now. You've seen the latest New York Times report that they're sending morality police out on the streets to crack down on women who aren't wearing headscarves. Or in the case of Obamacare, you had things like, oh, well, this law will be deficit neutral, or if you like your health insurance, you can keep your health insurance. They tell a bunch of lies. They get this media echo chamber whipped up, with a bunch of coordinated messages emanating straight from the White House. And, they have enough liberal ideologues in the media that can be an echo chamber to push all these dishonest talking points. You know, and then when the reality catches up with the narrative, and people realize, whoa, we were lied to, those same media critics that sold the deal, same media echo chamber that sold the deal, come out and gaslight all the critics and say, well, things like, well, you know, we knew this was going to happen all along. I mean, don't be naive.
Right.
You know, well, even if we were wrong, you know, we're on the right side of history in the long term, so you just have to go along with it. I mean, this is, you know, absolutely preposterous. And then finally, you know, they all run around and they do this victory dance, you know, like Ben Rhodes does in the New York Times about the amazing thing that they accomplished without any self-reflection at all on whether or not they've just done tremendous damage eroding the public trust such that it'll be impossible for anybody to govern on these issues in the future.
Exactly.
But the important thing is day one, and day one right here and now, regardless of whether or not it's good for the country in the long term.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, for them to say they're on the right side of history, I think history is yet to be written, and what is being forecast on this Iranian deal, I don't see them being on the right side unless I'm missing something altogether here, Mark.
Oh, yeah, no, it's already, you know, blowing up in their faces. Like I said, New York Times just had this report about how Iran is claiming that, you know, Instagram is corrupting their youth and they're sending out morality police to the streets to, you know, attack people who aren't, you know, adhering to the strictest versions of Islamic law. It's partly that the Obama administration, not just they told the lies, they also wanted to believe them. They wanted to believe that Rouhani was a moderate, where his predecessor was, you know, not. And they needed people to believe that so that, you know, people would think, oh, well, this is an opportunity here that we haven't had previous Iranian leaders. But, you know, again, it wasn't true. I mean, they were trying to start negotiations with Ahmadinejad before Rouhani came in. They were lying about it all along, but, you know, they never fail to see a silver lining that vindicates their own liberal worldview.
Mm-hmm. Well, we knew going into this, I mean, 8 years ago, this was one of the criticisms of one Barack Obama, was his lack of foreign policy expertise. And, of course, that's why, you know, Joe Biden was supposed to fill that void. But this president wants to do what he wants to do. And he saw this as something, I guess, you know, to promote his legacy. But at what risk? I mean, he put our country at risk, our allies at risk. I mean, they're all sitting there going, wait a minute, we can't. I mean, the damage that has been done here purportedly could take us quite a while to recover from, though he says in his own perspective, I mean, he says that we're better off today than we ever have been. Our standing on the, you know, in the international community is much stronger than it's ever been. And I'm not sure what parallel universe he lives in.
Well, I mean, I think there are a lot of legitimate criticisms that one could launch against the Bush administration and their foreign policy, and there's no doubt that the Bush administration's foreign policy failures had a big part in helping elect Obama in the first place, and certainly Obama mm-hmm. made a big deal out of those issues. But the one thing that's different about the Bush administration and the Obama administration, to me, is that the Bush administration seemed to on some level recognize when they'd made big mistakes. Remember, they got rid of Rumsfeld.
Right.
Iraq War wasn't going badly. They, you know, they did the surge, you know, whatever you want to say about whether or not it was a good idea to invade Iraq in the first place. The reality is that Bush had Iraq on a glide path to a much better place by the time he left office since the invasion of Iraq. And Obama came in and completely undid all that and thought he was justified in doing so because of the original mistakes Bush made.
Exactly.
Well, that's all fine and good, but, you know, the key thing here is that Bush recognizes mistakes and adapted and evolved and changed and even acknowledged those mistakes, whereas Obama has been blundering all along, you know, whether it was, you know, saying they were going to get a status of forces agreement in Iraq and failing to do that, which paved the way for ISIS because we didn't have a military presence in Iraq anymore, or, you know, making deals with, you know, quote-unquote moderates in Iran. At every step of the way, they have refused to acknowledge when reality contradicts their own liberal ideas about foreign policy. And they have not adapted, they have not evolved in any significant way. They just keep plotting as if, you know, they didn't make any mistakes. And to the extent that they, you know, have acknowledged they make mistakes, you have a situation like...
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, live. Good to have you along with us, America. 14 before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. Keith Eichel is with us right now, co-founder of the Leaders Lyceum, a leadership development institute specializing in developing leaders for effectiveness in all areas of their life, a whole person approach. Novel, huh? Well, for the past decade, Keith's research interests have been focused on adult development and leadership effectiveness, incorporating all aspects of the person, work, family, and the lives into the leader's development journey as well. Dr. Keith Eichel, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm doing great. How about you?
Hey, doing wonderful. Thank you for coming on. You know, we've been saying on this show that, you know, right now in the this election process, this 2016 election process, you've got the presumptive nominee and one Donald Trump. Hillary is well on her way, and though she's being challenged by Bernie Sanders, and we can talk about all three, I have been cautioning our audience to say, look, at they're applying for a job. I mean, we're the bosses here. We're on the other side of the desk, and we need to evaluate and make sure we understand what these candidates have to offer, just like we would if we were, the head of a company and, hiring a new employee into the operation here.
I love that, Bill. And I think it's an important task that we have ahead of us. We think about leadership, and just so you know, our experiences, and we've got a book coming out in June called The Map.
Uh-huh.
And in The Map, we detail out how do we grow as leaders, mm-hmm. and in ways that make us more effective in leading ourselves and others. But the interesting thing that comes out of this is when we understand how we grow ourselves, we're able to understand how to evaluate those leaders that are in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And The ways that we think about evaluating leaders are very often in their kind of what knowledge, skills, and abilities do they bring to the table? What's their expertise in? And in the political arena, I feel like we can evaluate that in terms of the ideology and positions on policies and problems that we're facing. So that's one way to evaluate the effectiveness of the leader is, do they know what they're talking about?
Right.
And are they good at what they're doing? But another way to evaluate them is really their maturity, their leadership maturity. And maturity is a knowable, measurable, learnable progression that we go through over the course of our lives, where as we grow, we continue to understand ourselves, others, and our situations in increasingly complex and integrated ways. And I think the thing that has raised questions in so many people's mind about this particular election is we're getting such an oversimplified message that I think a lot of people kind of equate this to a middle school playground battle in some ways.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. I mean, to the point that you even have, like, Anderson Cooper saying, well, you sound like a five-year-old here. And, you know, there's been those kind of responses where, you know, to your point, that are very juvenile. But, you know, I think one of the things that are missing here is that I'm not sure America is stopping to say, look at outside of ourselves, looking at, you know, the global picture that we're in, you know, domestically, around the world. What type of leader do we really need? The opportunity is to make sure that we pick a round peg for a round hole job here. We knew with President Obama, for example, you know, the public decided, hey, they wanted something else, and they really kind of force fit him into something that he wasn't, though he told us very clearly who he was. But I think, you know, like anything, experience defines preference. We should have learned a lot in these last 8 years about what kind of president we need and what kind of president the world needs, you know, for a time such as this. And I'm wondering if we're pausing to consider that because I think we have to think in terms of, where we are, how vulnerable we are militarily. That could enter into the situation. Immigration, huge economy, still number one. But we've got to find people with that skill set that can respond to the needs of this country.
Exactly. I mean, when we think about what kind of leaders are most effective, in the book we detail out these different levels, and we talk about level four and level five leaders who really understand who they are and what they bring from the inside out. Values-driven, self-authored. They've determined who they are, and level five leaders really are really rare in the population, but they seem to rise to the occasion when most needed. I mean, you think about Martin Luther King, or you think about Abraham Lincoln, Mandela, Gandhi. You get these leaders that rise up that tend to focus on what holds us together rather than what keeps us apart. And the lower level leaders, what we call level two and level three leaders, which level two, all of us kind of as children lock into a level two understanding of the world when we're about 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And about 5 to 8% of the highly educated adult professional population never really grows beyond that understanding, even though they can be very successful. And it's a very black and white, either or, win-lose sort of mentality where I'm really focused on me winning.
Mm-hmm.
So as we look at this, I get the appeal of the simple message, of the clear and simple message. But I think what a lot of people are asking themselves right now is there more than that there? Is there someone who can really bring a groundedness in values and what they're about to the table?
I mean, for me, what I've been looking for is somebody who can articulate a vision. It's almost like we haven't had a vision that we could hang on to since Kennedy said, hey, we're going to be the first country that lands on the moon. I mean, we all rallied around that. And before that, it was, you know, we had to recover from the attack of Pearl Harbor. And so we rose up to the challenge and started churning out ships in rapid form, where before it would take years, we were starting to turn them out in months because there was an immediate need to do something about, about shipbuilding. And so, you know, we rose to the occasion. But here we are looking out over this next, let's just say the next couple of years. What is America going to be faced with? And is there an articulated vision that the people can rally behind besides just a bumper sticker rally that says, change we can believe in? There has to be more than the bumper sticker, you know, thickness and reality of it. There has to be something that is discernible that people can buy into, don't you think?
Absolutely, I think that. And those are the leaders that we tend to gravitate to in every other aspect of our lives. But it is interesting that that we've got this situation right now where somehow that judgment that we normally have is being shelved to some degree, it appears to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what so many of us want to know is there more here than this? Is there a vision here?
Yes.
And the age and experience and success of both of the front runners, you would think that's there based on what they've accomplished. But boy, so much of this just seems like a middle school food fight.
Mm-hmm. Is too much being controlled by the media? In terms of, are they forming this too much that the candidates are not having enough space to do this, or is it just that it's gotten so visceral and basic that, as you say, that it's been reduced to a food fight, that we're really not getting to the level that we need to be in order to discern the kind of leadership and demand the kind of leadership that America needs right now?
Yeah, they're an easy target. Right, the media is, but I don't know if the media is just giving us what we want to hear and what we're asking for. It was interesting, the people who seem to embrace some of the complexity that we're facing were the ones that fell behind in the polls when we had that gigantic stage of Republican candidates. And Ben Carson, who gave some of the most complex, what I would call higher order answers to questions. He hung in there a little bit longer than I thought he would, but
right. Yeah.
But yeah, this is we're in a tough situation, and I'm hopeful that whoever does get elected, that there is more there than what they're giving us right now.
Well, leadership can be demonstrated in many areas. I mean, I think that sometimes what happens is that people want to hang their hopes on a person, and what our founding fathers said, it's not about a person, it's about the people, you know, and maybe this is a time, Keith, where we need to hang our hopes on we the people, that the pressure is on we the people to become more educated and more aware and wise about the kind of government that we want. I certainly, we know what we don't want. Although, you know, you look and see what's happening on the Democratic side, particularly with socialism and Bernie Sanders, and you go, wow, do we really want that? Or is there been such a leadership void in this area that cannot seem to direct or redirect this energy and this passion for socialistic ideals to get them to realize that capitalism and the free enterprise system and the values that our founding fathers established this great American experiment on, that those are more valuable than, this theoretical process that has not proven any kind of value whatsoever historically.
Bill, that's really well said. And I think we need to focus on serving the people again instead of the people serving the government. So I couldn't agree more. If your listeners want to hear more, have them go to themapthebook.com to look at this developmental model. I think it could inform their thinking on this.
Well, I can't wait to get my hands on your book. I'm looking forward to it and looking forward to more conversation with you, Keith. I appreciate you coming on the show. Dr. Keith Igel on Bill Martinez Live. It is just about 2 minutes before the top of the hour.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.